And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Mary's been waiting impatiently in her room in the New York hotel where she's staying for her friend Maud Marlowe's return. For Maud has been seeing Larry in the city jail, where he's awaiting trial for the murder of Oliver Wilson, young ne'er-do-well who was found hanging high in the wings of the Hamilton Theater, where Larry was starring in a hit play. Finally, Mary hears the sound of rapping on her door.
Maud?
Yes, it's me, Mary.
Oh, thank goodness. It's been horrible waiting for you to get back. Come in and tell me everything Larry said to you.
Oh, just let me get my breath.
Oh, here, sit down. Can I get you anything?
No, nothing at all. Just let me sit down, Mary.
Oh, poor Maud. It's awful to make you run around on my account when you're already doing so much. When you're tired from all those weeks of rehearsal for your new play.
Nonsense. That isn't why I'm tired.
Well, then what is it? Just tell me one thing, Maud. Did Larry say anything?
It's no use, Mary. There was nothing I could say to him.
Then he won't be convinced about me? He prefers to believe I've lied to him and cheated and carried on a great romance with Rupert Barlow while he was safely behind bars?
Now, just a minute before you take that bitter tone, Mary. Just remember that Larry has been through a ghastly experience, and the worst is yet to come. And if his judgment is warped and his suspicion aroused, it's not entirely his fault. There's been considerable provocation.
But, Maud, I've never for a minute been disloyal. I've never cared about anyone except Larry.
Well, perhaps in time he may believe that, Mary. Right now, he's too deeply hurt to be reasonable.
Then what am I to do?
There's only one thing you can do. Make the best possible showing with him through his trial. Make everyone in that courtroom think that you and Larry are the most loving, understanding couple in the world.
It won't be hard for me to feel that. It's the way I've always felt about Larry. But it's horrible to know that every time he smiles at me or takes my hand, it'll be just for effect. As though we were reading a part on the stage. That's almost unbearable.
I wish there was something I could say, my dear, but there isn't. I'm afraid you'll just have to accept Larry's point of view and play along accordingly. That is, if you mean to stand by him.
Of course I'll stand by him. How could I possibly do anything else? But his safety means more to me than anything in the world. I'll do whatever he says. But I've got to find some way of making him believe in me. Oh, if only I could be the one to clear him of the murder charge. If only I could prove what I believe with all my heart. But he swears that he'll ask for a divorce the first thing if he's acquitted.
It will be time enough to talk about that after the verdict is in.
It may be too late. Maud, I feel that somehow I must do something. I must find the means of saving Larry. If he's ever to believe in me again.
Maud Marlowe sits back in her chair and closes her eyes. As Mary Noble stands looking out of the window, her thoughts intent on the beginning of a plan. Meantime, in another part of New York, we find Claudia Vincent, the cause of so much of the present trouble, in the living room of Lester Jordan's apartment. Lester Jordan, Larry Noble's friend who is helping him in his trial.
You know, I've been thinking, Lester, what a wonderful thing it is for Larry to have such a friend as you.
Well, Larry has a lot of friends, Claudia. He's a great guy, and there are a good many of us who do most anything to help him.
Well, you've already proved that by all the things you've done for me.
Well, since you've offered to give important testimony.
Oh, I didn't mean to imply that you were doing all this on my account.
Well, as a matter of fact...
Well, I know it's only because you want to help Larry when his trial comes up. Oh, but it does make me rather uncomfortable to realize how much of a burden I've been.
Not at all, Claudia. You mustn't even say such a thing.
Oh, but it's true. It's terribly true, Lester. I've had to accept so much from you, so much money so that I could try to hide out safely. Now I've taken over this lovely apartment of yours and forced you to move out.
I'm staying at the Green Room Club, and I'm entirely comfortable. I only hope you're being well looked after.
Oh, yes. I'm being positively spoiled. Oh, Lester, I'm afraid I shall hate to leave here and go back out into the world.
You'll probably be glad enough when the time comes.
Oh, it's you who'll be glad to be rid of me, and I don't blame you for that. Oh, I don't know how I can ever repay you for your generosity, Lester.
There's no thought of that. Just get on the witness stand at Larry's trial and give your testimony. That's all the payment anyone wants.
I hope I'll be convincing.
I'm sure you will, Claudia.
Do I sound convincing to you, Lester?
Well, of course. I'd scarcely have gone this far with the idea if I didn't believe in your story.
Oh, it's good to hear you say that. Because I find more and more that I want you to think well of me, Lester.
Oh, I do.
I mean, not just as a witness for Larry Noble, but for myself as well.
Yes, that's what I mean.
I've risked a lot to stay on in New York. I don't know how much more I'll be risking after I've told my story on the stand, but if I've helped to free Larry, who was so very good to me once, and if I've won your friendship, well, that will be very well worth all the danger.
There's not going to be any danger, Claudia. I'm seeing to that.
Oh, it's sweet of you to be so concerned. After all, I can't expect you to look out for me indefinitely. Can I, Lester?
Lester Jordan reaches out and takes a cigarette from the box and then lights it with slow deliberation as Claudia Vincent watches him. At this same time, in the visiting room of the New York City jail, we find Larry Noble with an unexpected visitor, the gossip columnist, Marty Rufus. And we hear...
Well, Marty, this is something of a surprise.
I know it is, Larry. Matter of fact, if a lot of the people I've written about in my column could see me now, they'd suggest that I couldn't be in a better place.
Hmm. And just what made you decide to come and see me?
Well, a couple of things, Larry. First, the paper wants me to do a piece about you. How you feel just before going to trial, all that kind of stuff. You know, giving it the Marty Rufus approach.
Mm. Haven't you already devoted enough space to me in your column?
Not to you, Larry. More to your wife, Mary, and her devoted companion, Rupert Barlow.
Oh, yes, you've given them a great deal of attention, haven't you? Things must be slow around town.
Look here, Larry, I know I've been a little tough on your family, but... Well, what can I do? These stories get to me, and I print them as I see them.
Without regard to the truth, necessarily.
Now, look. I ran two pictures of your wife and Rupert Barlow. Those were real photographs, Larry. They weren't fakes.
What of it?
I'm just explaining why I printed them. Rupert Barlow is always news, no matter what he's up to. And this story of his interest in your wife is going the rounds.
Did you come here to get my reaction to your filthy gossip?
Not at all, no. I merely want to know what you feel about the forthcoming trial.
I feel sure of being acquitted.
No, I'm sure I hope so, Larry.
Thanks so much, Marty.
At the same time, it's hard to see just what shape your defense is going to take.
You'll have your chance to see it all in the courtroom.
Well, I guess I'll have to be satisfied with that. You seem pretty confident.
Why shouldn't I be? I didn't kill young Wilson.
Who do you think did it?
I don't know. There were a good many people present backstage at the theater the night he was murdered.
Yes, that's right. What about Claudia Vincent? She's apparently dropped from sight.
Has she?
I'm asking you. You any idea where she is right now?
Do you expect me to tell you? Even if I could?
Yeah, she's caused you a lot of headaches, Larry. I hope she isn't going to cause you any more.
What do you mean by that, Marty?
I've been wondering about her. Where did she go and why? Will she show up at the trial? And on what side? Well, that woman is something of a mystery, at least to me.
I'm surprised to hear that. I thought all things were known to you, Marty. I thought Marty Rufus was gifted with second sight.
Oh, not in this case, Larry. I don't suppose you'd care to tell me, just off the record, mind you, how you feel about the glamorous Claudia. You were her friend and protector. The gossips have suggested that you were a great deal more. And she rewarded you by running off and marrying that good-for-nothing young fortune hunter, Oliver Wilson.
Are you leading up to the suggestion that I killed Wilson because of a wild infatuation for Claudia? Is that it?
No, but it's the prevalent explanation. I thought you might put me straight on it, Larry.
I have nothing to say, Marty. You'll hear my defense in court.
Well, that's up to you, Larry, old man. The best of luck to you. Now, isn't there anything you can give me, any kind of message?
Yes, you can say that I have perfect confidence in my acquittal. I also have the support of my wife, who will stand loyally by.
Then you don't take any stock in the rumors of her interest in Barlow?
Of course not, Marty. Well, I know my wife. She'd never let me down. You'll find her beside me in court, trusting and believing in my innocence. It's the principal reason for my confidence.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay, Larry, if that's the way you want it, I hope everything works out for you And your loyal and devoted wife.
Marty Rufus shrugs into his overcoat and prepares to leave, as Larry continues to look at him in silence. What effect will this talk have on Larry's future? We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.